The DEP renewed the permit for a Class 2 UIC or underground injection control disposal well owned by Danny Webb Construction last month. The permit allows the company to accept fluids from oil and gas exploration, development drilling, and production fluids for another 5 years. Since then, the RIST Law Office in Fayetteville filed an appeal requesting the DEP to reverse the permit. Tom RIST is representing the Natural Resource Defense Council, the West Virginia Surface Owners Rights Organization, the Plateau Action Network, and citizen Brad Keenan.
I think this is very important, especially for this area. Fayetteville is near and dear to the hearts of a lot of people in West Virginia. You know, the bridge is on the coin, the Bridge Day, people knew about that when I lived in other parts of the country. And when you walk out on the bridge and you look down and watch the people parachuting, where they're landing is Wolf Creek comes out right above that. And so this is critical to our state and to this community that we don't do something to foul the water that's down there and that the people use for rafting.
So here's the latest. On March 4th, the DEP issued an order to revoke the permit. In an email, James Martin with the Office of Oil and Natural Gas said, the office made the decision after the permit received significant public interest. Martin went on to say, consequently, as we were verifying information associated with the issuance, we discovered procedural issues regarding certain notices and felt that the prudent direction would be the revocation of the permit and a restart of the process. The company's original permit expired in October 2012. Still, the operator continued to collect waste. Groups say that's against the state and federal laws. In a public hearing in June 2013, resident Mary Rahal begged the DEP to reject the permit.
I don't have that safe feeling that I can drink my water and know for certain that it's not contaminated with fracking chemicals. I think that's frustrating, and that's the reason we stopped drinking the water here, and we stopped cooking with the water in November of 2012.
Residents have been concerned about this site for several years, especially the above-ground waste pits, which the DEP admitted were at risk of leaking. The DEP found that the pit or pond above ground does not meet the minimum pit and impoundment standards. So when the DEP granted the underground UIC permit on February 6th, the office ordered the pit shut down. The Natural Resource Defense Council says the problem with this site in Fayette County is the same for fracking disposal systems across the country. Federal law that governs hazardous materials has a loophole for oil and gas waste, exempting it from regulation as a hazardous waste. That exemption was created in the 1980s with the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act.
I think that's critical because these chemicals are toxic and radioactive, and they should be regulated. Just as the coal industry is regulated, there's no reason in the world they shouldn't be. And I think it comes back to public health. People should be more focused on public health instead of dollars.
Studies have found dangerous levels of radioactive material in both solid and liquid waste streams from fracking sites, as well as alarming organic contaminants like benzene. The NRDC is supporting the Cleaner Act, or the Closing Loopholes and Ending Arbitrary and Needless Evasion of Regulations Act of 2013, that would eliminate the loophole.
The experience I've had over the past year, I don't have a whole lot of hope or faith that anything's going to change until, you know, county or city officials get involved and do something themselves, because I just feel that West Virginia DEP is going to do whatever West Virginia DEP wants to, and an appeal won't make a difference if they are involved in that appeal process.
Rahal requested her county officials to enact an ordinance that would ban fracking waste from the county. She was disappointed to receive a memo from the Fayette County Prosecuting Attorney's Office stating that the county had no authority to control matters that fall under federal or state laws. States across the country are continuing to adapt and choose directions for regulatory oversight. A recent article published in the Journal of Environmental Science and Technology examined how three states were developing with fracking policies. Texas, a state with deep ties to the oil industry, is cited as having successfully created local ordinance, while Pennsylvania is more prone to develop state policies. According to the article, Colorado's policies fall somewhere in the middle. The journal concludes that industry relationships and political climate, along with sheer attention to the matter, influence regulatory decisions. Meanwhile, this isn't the first time Tom Rist has represented environmental groups like the NRDC. He says the laws dealing with water quality issues in West Virginia should be clarified.
It's frustrating to do environmental work in West Virginia. What's frustrating about doing this type of work is I can help people after something happens, but we can never prevent it from happening.
Rist says he plans to file another appeal because the language of the DEP's new revocation order is somehow almost exactly like the granted permit allowing the operator to continue to collect waste unpermitted. Danny Webb Construction did not immediately return our request for comment. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Fayetteville.